I also am considerate, meaning that I know that everybody don't share the same faith as me. Everybody don't have the same desires as me. Everybody is not interested in leveling up and doing all of that stuff. So I'm not approaching this from my mindset. I'm not approaching it from my situation. I don't have the same situation as everybody else. I don't have the same mindset as everybody else. I don't look at anything as too expensive. I look at it as an opportunity. All right. So when I'm having this conversation and I jump into this live today, I want you to keep that in mind. So this is what my man had to say, for example.
You know, I believe in full transparency. I'm not going to sugarcoat or lie about anything. I'm going to be completely real on this page. I'm struggling, Brett. I've been looking for a two-bedroom apartment. I have a baby. We need that second room. And nothing goes for less than $2,500 a month. How are some of you guys doing it? How? With car insurance, car payments, rent, gas, and a few other things. How are you guys making it through? I'm barely just making it by, and I have a pretty decent job. I got paid pretty well to hold the family. But $2,500 a month? Like, are these people, like, going crazy? And, like, now I'm looking at, like, actual, like, not apartment buildings or, like, luxury apartments. I'm looking for people who own duplexes and have, like, multifamily homes. They're charging the same thing. And the apartment's, like, beat up. Like, what's wrong with people? Like, it's not like your mortgage went up because you guys have been paying it off since you bought it like 40 years ago. You guys are just being greedy.
Why? All right. First, before we get into the rest of this, what makes y'all think that y'all could tell somebody what their situation is and determine how much you're supposed to pay based off of what you think other people got going on? Y'all don't know what people got going on. Y'all don't know if they still got a mortgage. You didn't know if he refinanced. You don't know if they had a HELOC and they had a medical emergency. Y'all don't know nobody's situation. And everybody want a pocket watch. Everybody want to tell somebody what they think that they should be charging the rent. You don't know what their property taxes are. You don't know what their insurance is. You don't know nothing. You don't know if they own a loan shark. You don't know. You don't know if they got a high interest loan that they got to get to. You can't tell somebody else what they are supposed to charge and rent. You can't tell somebody what they're supposed to charge. Imagine you own a property and you say, you know what? I want to rent it out. Because overwhelmingly most landlords only own one property. Maybe two if they living in the second one and they just haven't sold the other one and they just decided to keep it as a lease. And contrary to popular beliefs, real estate, if you're not finessing, and for the most part, as a landlord, real estate, if you're not refinancing and pulling the money out and doing some sort of rent arbitrage, real estate is slow money compared to a lot of other things that other people do. Thank you, Clay Display. Real estate is slow money. I'm going to read Super Chats and Cash Apps also shortly. Real estate is slow money compared to what everybody else is making. Even when it comes to the market, when it comes to investments, real estate is slow money. And so for people to sit there and tell you what you're supposed to charge for your property is crazy to me. That's insane to me.
Oh, I'm doing it just because everybody else is doing it. You're going to have to kick people out because they can't pay you.
Then you shouldn't be leasing. When did the responsibility become the landlord's to ensure that you pay your rent? We have become so entitled in this country. And you know what else I'm tired of hearing? I'm tired of hearing that the rent is too high. I'm tired of hearing that the rent is too high. And let me tell you why. I went through and I actually did some research on this. And so I went on different sites. I went to apartments.com, homes.com, Zillow, Trulia, Redfin, all of these places, right? And so I go on these places and I jump on my iPad. And last night before I get on the show, I had about an hour before I started the show. I'm scrolling through and I'm just looking at rent in different cities. You know what I'm saying, Yakar? And what I found is this. If you don't live in somewhere like a New York, which you're stupid if you're still living in New York. If you don't live in Los Angeles, and you're stupid if you still live in Los Angeles, and you're not rich. You're stupid if you live in Los Angeles and you are rich. Because first of all, you can do way better. And secondly, they're taxing you to death. But I went through and I looked at so many different major cities. I looked at Chicago, Detroit. I went to St. Louis. I went into on the apps. I looked around in Atlanta. I looked in Miami. I looked in all of these places, right? I looked all over everywhere. And you know what I found? Do you know what I found? I found housing anywhere ranging from $750 a month, all the way up the gamut. But there was a significant amount of places that did not charge a lot of rent. Now, this is what I found that a lot of people are doing. Most people believe that they deserve to live in a great neighborhood or to live in luxury apartments. In the middle, in the thick of everything. They don't want to live in a regular place that may not be as close, that you got to catch the bus in and stuff like that. Yes, I did. I did. And a lot of these places around the major city, they have places that you can go to that do not cost a lot of money. But see, that's what I'm saying, Jason 18. You said that you live in a nice suburban area outside of Philadelphia and your one bedroom costs $1,500 a month. Guess what? None of us expected when we were coming up, because a lot of people will also say, well, man, your grandparents and your parents and this housing only cost at them this. They only paid $60,000, $70,000 for their house, $80,000, $90,000 for their house, whatever, so on and so forth. And while that may be true, may I also propose to you that when they paid for those properties, the same neighborhoods that they live in, that same neighborhood that they bought those properties in, most of them bought them in places where the property is still only $100,000, $110,000, $120,000. So y'all not even making a good comparison. You're not even making a good comparison. Everybody expects to live in a luxury apartment and they only want to pay $1,300 a month for it. The houses that they bought were based off of the community. Somebody says, but don't nobody want to live in the hood? Well, guess what? It didn't become the hood until y'all niggas turned it into it. You turned it into that. It used to be a place where people could walk down the street or whatever, so on and so forth, so much so to where you didn't even know that you was living in a hood. The neighborhoods went bad so much because the people tore it up and not enough people actually valued grandma's or mom's house. I keep seeing people in Detroit nowadays talking about hold on to your properties because everybody buying up all of the stuff in here now and stuff like that. Now the downtown is super developed. What do you mean? Grandma's property should have been paid off 30 years ago. You should have still been living in grandma's property. Who A, destroyed the neighborhood, and B, who decided to let grandma's property go or to continue to refinance and pull the money out of the property? Who told y'all to do that? Now, you want to go back to grandma's property because you realize that it's not greener on the other side. You realize that it's not greener on the other side. And so now you want to go into grandma's property. Listen, y'all fumbled your own neighborhoods. Y'all didn't even see grandma's property as anything to go and look at in the first place. You never even cared. I'm about to go over to Memphis right now. It's a gajillion, 5,000 on Zillow alone, 5,872 homes available. First thing I see is 850, 699, 999 for two bedrooms, 599 for one bedroom, 975, 875, 875, 660 for one bedroom. But guess what? You don't want to live in these neighborhoods because you too good for it. You too good for any of this. You don't want to live in this. Nope, I don't want to do it. I got to go where all of the influencers are. And we got to pay $3,000 a month for a studio because we want to be in the mix of things so that we can then come back and complain. Come back and complain and say, oh my God, I don't like it. Oh my God, I don't like it. Bro, look, nobody want to get shot. Then stop shooting people. Listen, this is what I've learned. People are going to complain no matter what. $5,800 homes for rent over there in Memphis alone, right? Then I go over to Vegas. I said, y'all see, let's go to Vegas. 15, 18, 13 for two bedrooms, 13, 1,100, 1,200, 1,000 for two bedrooms over in Vegas, updated yesterday. But guess what? You don't want to live there. You're not interested in living there. We have champagne and caviar taste. And mustard budget. We got champagne, caviar taste, and mustard budget. We act like we deserve everything in all of the world. And y'all deserve. Did you see what the guy said? He got a car note. He got all of this other stuff and all of these other expenses. And then he's going to say, but man, I'm looking at luxury apartments and they want $2,500 a month for two bedrooms. Nigga, what did you think that was going to want? What, you thought that they sunk $80, $90, $100 million into building this luxury high-rise, $250, $350, $300 million to build this luxury high-rise, and they supposed to charge you $1,000, right? Well, I tell y'all what, if you want something different, then why don't you build it for yourself? If you go into Brickell in Miami, you are going to pay, because see, they'll sit there and tell you, oh man, Miami, it's too expensive to live in Miami. It's regular people every day living in the areas. There are 10,000 homes for rent in Miami from Princeton all the way up into North Miami. 10,000. 10,000. Now you can go and get you a $7,000 right on Biscayne. That's right in the mix of everything. Or you can move outside. See, all of this is based off of location. It's a gajillion of these things. All right, so let's go based off of price. I don't want to do all of that, do I? Let's go 0 to 1,000. $1,000 a month. $1,000 a month. 950, 980, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 900, 900, 800 a month to stay in that house. 581. But again, nobody wants to stay in those. I got to be in the thick of things, baby. I got to be right there available for everything. I don't have to look for a Miami spot. I got a place that I own down in Miami. A lot of y'all may not be familiar with that. But my point is that people don't want cheap. They want luxury with a budget approach. Nah, AD, it's expensive here in Florida. For who? I don't agree with that. I see people going to Walmart down there all the time. If you go outside of the Design District and Biscayne and Brickell and Miami Beach and all of that stuff, and you start to move inward a little bit, you go over to Coral Gables, they got plenty of apartments that ain't as expensive. They got regular grocery stores that people shop at on a regular basis. People actually take the bus, and then some people, they don't even have cars down there. So if you're telling me that, there's always an equal and opposite thing that's available also. You just don't want to live over there with the Cubans. You don't want to live with the Mexicans. You don't want to go over there with the Spanish speakers. You don't want to hang out with there. See, look, Kevin One says, I'm not renting an $800 house anywhere. You know what's so funny about that? You know what's so funny about that? When my father passed away, and I said, all right, well, I guess I got to start paying somewhere, right? Either I can move into one of my own properties, or y'all can just go and break out. I can do whatever it is that I want to do. I had a townhouse that was a full basement, two bedroom, two bathroom, living room, kitchen, backyard, patio, all that. I was paying for a couple months before I left. I think I was paying like $980, $920. I wasn't in the thick of things. I wasn't in downtown Detroit in a high-rise building, but I was paying like $920, $980, something like that. It was super cheap. It was super cheap. And you know what happened? You know what was happening? People were sitting there complaining. You said that's a 2016 timeline. Interesting. I researched that place too. And you know what they charge a max? You know what they charge a maximum for the two bedroom, two bathroom, and basement? Like $1,060. And so, you know, people sit there and they whine. They whine, they complain, they talk about what they don't have and what's available. And they all want champagne dreams. But they want it for $600 a month. They want it for $600. I seen a woman on TikTok complaining and wound up getting kicked out of her $50 a month apartment because she was being subsidized by Section 8. You go where it makes sense for your budget.